People in South Africa have the highest rate of infection with HIV, the virus that causes AIDS, of any country in the world. The South African government has recently enacted laws aimed at reducing the number of people with the infection, including laws governing the distribution of condoms. But a new study finds that the condom distribution laws, especially those allowing for condom distribution to adolescents, are creating a lot of public confusion. Harvard University law student Juliana Hahn spent time in the South African state of KwaZulu-Natal, where the prevalence of HIV is especially high among adolescents.
Persons aged 15 to 24 account for 34% of all new HIV infections. And in that same population, there's a prevalence of about 10%. So it's a very high prevalence already, but the more alarming figure is that this population is very much at risk for new infections of HIV.
A recent South African law says adolescents as young as 12 years old should be permitted to obtain condoms, but individual schools can decide whether or not to distribute them. Hahn interviewed dozens of parents, educators, and health officials and held focus groups attended by hundreds of community members to gather their thoughts about the condom distribution law.
That's been a flashpoint for people. And in the study, we report attitudes on both sides. There are a lot of people who say, talking more about this, providing condoms will send a message to youth that we want them to be promiscuous, or it will encourage them to be so. And it's very much against a lot of the conservative tribal beliefs that are very strong in both the parents and the kids. And on the other side, the communities that we talked to were very aware of the danger, though. They're very aware of the health threat.
Hahn found many people didn't know what the laws were or misunderstood what they did say. She also says parents need more education about HIV transmission and the role condoms play in stopping the spread of AIDS.
Parents were very much not aware of the efficacy of condoms, how they work, why they're effective, when they're necessary. Of course, they're part of a program that encourages abstinence as the only foolproof method of HIV prevention. But there was a lack of understanding, not only on HIV/AIDS, also on how condoms work.
Hahn says the government needs to clarify the laws to reduce this confusion. She also says parents and educators need more education about HIV transmission. She says this is more likely to happen under South Africa's new Minister of Health. Hahn's paper is published in the online journal PLOS Medicine. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Rose Hoban.